The Redmond Proficiency Academy is dealing with the arrest of the school's director. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with the chairman of the board.
39-year-old Michael Bremont was arrested on Saturday on charges of having unlawful sexual conduct with a student. The chairman of the school's board, Patrick McKelvey, learned of the allegations and notified police.
Well, I was actually the one who was initially notified by the student and the student's family. And once we met with the student, it was actually in the evening last week on Thursday, and we immediately actually that evening called the Redmond Police Department, and then I was able to go in and give a statement, or I guess be interviewed first thing Friday morning.
McKelvey says Dr. John Bullock, the district's director of planning, will head up the school for the foreseeable future. Bremont remains in the Deschutes County Jail and is scheduled to be arraigned on charges today. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Officials with the Redmond Proficiency Academy say plans to open a Salem charter school will be shelved for a year after the arrest of Michael Bremont. They say Bremont was a key part in getting approval from the Salem-Keizer School Board to open a new charter school in that district. An article in the Bulletin says the Salem-Keizer District in January gave authorization to its staff to move forward with negotiations to open the charter school in the fall of 2012. Salem-Keizer District spokesman Jay Remy says they do not believe that anyone can be found quickly enough to take Bremont's place in the development. The owners of Eagle Crest, Tethero, and Pronghorn are just a few of the well-known local property owners that plan to plead their case in front of the Board of Property Tax Appeals. The board started hearing appeals last week and will be finished by mid-April. Dennis Luke is on the board and says some people who disagree with their fair market value can go directly to the assessor.
A lot of the appeals, we're told, can be handled and are handled by the assessor. If you as a property owner have a dispute and don't believe your real market value is correct, you can take your information to the assessor, and if you have good information, a lot of times they'll change it right there for you. So the ones we get are the ones typically have been contested or the people haven't taken the time to go visit with the assessor.
Luke was a recent guest on 1110 KBND's Your Town. Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer fights to have bankruptcy laws changed so individuals are treated the same way as corporations when facing foreclosure. As an example, people who bought a condominium do not have the same rights as a corporation that bought several condos.
Some poor, you know, Sally Sixpack, who just bought one of them to live in, was trapped in terms that are wildly out of sync with the market.
Blumenauer says the Bankruptcy Equity Act would allow judges to change mortgage terms of primary residences. He says it would give homeowners leverage to get lenders to modify mortgages before they go into bankruptcy. It was a deadly weekend on the mountains in Washington State as avalanches killed four people. The worst one struck on Stevens Pass, where three men died. The lone survivor was pro skier Elise Sogstad, who deployed an avalanche airbag backpack commonly used in Europe.
Don't get me wrong. It's not like you're taking an inner tube ride down some snowy field. You definitely are in the avalanche, and it feels like you're in like a washing machine, and you're being flipped and tumbled, and it's white the entire way. It's very scary.
The men were all expert skiers. In a separate avalanche on Sunday, a snowboarder was killed on Snoqualmie Pass. 17 skiers, snowboarders, and snowmobilers have been killed in avalanches so far this season. A Nevada company thinks high gold prices can help it make money by working over the leavings of a Baker County mining operation from the first half of the 20th century. Ironside Mining Inc. of Elko, Nevada, figures the giant Sumter dredge had captured only 40% of the gold when it was shut down in 1954. Ironside estimates the county could reap more than $1 million a year once a full-scale plant goes into operation. County commissioners say the operation would entail what one called a lot of planning issues, but they're interested in the development and the jobs it could bring. And the Oregon strawberry season is just around the corner, and growers are taking action to prevent a repeat of last year's E. coli outbreak. Vance Bybee of the Oregon Department of Agriculture says they have a proactive, coordinated plan.
The berry industry is looking to be on the cutting edge of food safety. They don't want to be on the defensive side and just wait back until something happens.
They will have pre-harvest training in the fields for the pickers. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.